Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Yo.
Okay, cool. So, first of all, I want to say thanks for actually doing the interview with us, because we're just a new website and not that many people know about us.
Hey, no problem. Glad to do it.
And
Thanks.
yeah, we're really excited about this movie. There's not that many like gamer movies out there right now at all, really. If you want. So, this is pretty cool. Just a few quick questions before I start the actual interview. I just want to make sure that I got everybody's favorite characters right, and their nicknames. Well, I got Ryan's, and Mike, yours is the Greater Force.
Oh yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And Mike, you use Ihana the most, or
Yep.
I mean, like
Yeah,
your
that's my
most playable character.
E Honda's definitely my main character.
Okay, so I mean that would be the one you would use in
Yeah.
any
Yep.
tournament. And Ryan,
Yeah.
it's Balrog, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay, I wasn't sure because there's so many like I don't know. Some of the interviews you said like you don't really have a favorite, but I just want to know for tournament wise.
Oh yeah, tournament's always Balrog.
And Mike, I must say, yes, 24 is the best show ever in the world. Don't get
Yes.
me wrong, I like Lost, but I couldn't get really into it. And 24, I've watched every single season, and is by far one of my favorite. And House,
Oh yeah.
and Fringe is starting to become one of my favorites also.
I need to get on that Fringe then. I haven't seen an episode
It's
yet.
good. It is really weird.
Okay, I need to watch it.
Yeah, it's a lot of like. What the fuck just happened? And wait,
Yeah, I
like,
like that.
rewind it type stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got everybody's pre-questions. So, first question for the both of you. So, just when you answer, just let me know who's answering because I'm not looking up.
Okay.
Was video games always like a passion for you guys? Like, video gaming was like, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life and make money off of it? Or was there something else before that?
yeah, you want this one, Ryan? You want me to get him?
all right, this is Ryan. For me, I've never really got into video games, so to speak, except for Street Fighter, because I didn't have a home system when I was a kid, and by the
Don't
time
feel
I,
bad, I didn't either.
yeah,
My
yeah.
first system was. Me and my brother's first system was Super Nintendo. And we had to, like, coerce our grandmother into buying it, because my mom refused to buy us
Yeah, same
the
here.
system.
Except yeah, except mine was the 8-bit, and then I had to get rid of it soon after I got it. So I never had anything. The first system I had was a Dreamcast, and the only game that I had for it was Street Fighter III:
Dreamcast.
Third Strike. So like, the idea of playing video games for a living really wasn't even. really didn't even cross my mind up until like, I don't know, summer of last year.
Right. And what were your plans like before that? Were you just
Oh God,
winging it?
before this, I graduated from college in 2006, and in between then and now, I was selling stuff on eBay. I was doing like random computer gigs or web design stuff. I was pretty much just, I don't know, like I never went and got a job because I wasn't interested in doing any of that. So I was pretty much just doing random stuff to, you
Make
know,
money.
yeah, to make money, get by and stuff. And oh, I
Pay
was.
for your arcade addiction.
Yeah, I mean, that was like, I mean, compared to, you know, going out and stuff, going
Those
to the
things
arcade
suck
is.
money out of you like crazy.
Oh, no, see, like, that's the thing. Like, if you're good, then you're playing, you know, for dirt
Yeah, you're
cheap.
playing off that like first dollar for like
Yeah.
2 hours or something.
Right, exactly. But no, I mean, like, for me, I mean, I was a partner in a women's clothing in an online women's clothing store. I mean, I built the site. I was marketing it. I mean, I was doing all kinds of stuff,
Yeah.
but none of it really stuck at all.
Okay, Mike.
Well, for me, it's kind of the polar opposite of Ryan. Now, I was playing like video games for the majority of my life, and you know, it got to the point where I was getting yelled at by family members, like, "Come on, you know, you got to do something. You got to stop playing these games." And you know, I'm the one, the little kid that's screaming back, "Oh yeah, well, one day," while shaking my fist angrily, "I'm gonna be making money off these games. Just you watch." You know, so
right now I'm not like working because the gaming industry sucks, but like,
okay,
all I do, pretty much all I do is QA stuff, mm-hmm. but like more like on the higher level management stuff. And my parents are just like, "Don't you want to do like something more successful, or like, you know, something right. more productive with your life?" I'm like, "No, yeah. not really. I mean, I really like video games and I really like to play them." So
yeah.
Plus, it's cool to see your name in, like, the credits of a game. Like, yes, I made that game.
That's crazy.
Or like, yes, I was, you know, I was a part of that. Let's see.
Yo, Mike, fix your mic.
So, well, Ryan, you already answered this question. What was the first game you ever played?
First game I ever played was probably Super Mario Brothers. I don't know. Honestly, like, I mean, I was, like... what, like 5 years old? I have no idea.
And Mike?
First game I ever played was Kung Fu. Dude. At my cousin's house, you know. that's how it all started. We saw that.
It wasn't Mario Brothers? Okay, never mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, my mind just exploded. I couldn't comprehend what was going on. It was really upsetting. So we had to get it.
Yo, fix your mic, dude. Your mic is
off. Oh, yeah?
I thought it was my brother's, because he's sitting in front of me on my TV practicing, but he's on the iPhone, and it keeps disconnecting him, so he gave up. And I thought it was his mic, like, doing all the scratching.
is it better now?
No.
Yeah, it's cool.
All right. I was just saying that it was Kung Fu. That was my first one. Yo, I'm going to get a new mic, I promise.
Yeah,
I just bought a new one because mine broke.
Fuck, someone's at the door. Hold on.
Yeah, so.
So while Ryan's away, 24 Talk. Yeah.
24 Talk. Oh my gosh, that show
is
so good.
This season is awesome.
It is the best show ever made.
There's going to be another season, so I'm not worried about Jack being like all fucked up right now.
Okay, yeah, because, you know, that's one thing I was concerned about. You know, I'm thinking.
No,
like,
I think there's going to be like another season.
Yeah, I do remember clearly. When they said that they signed,
I mean, Jack came back from China,
right?
And like, was like dying there.
Yeah,
and he was cool. So I don't know.
Let's not forget Jack. Technically, I think he's died twice, and he's been revived twice. So if this little illness thing, whatever, gets him,
yeah, I'm not worried about it. I like how everybody was freaking out when they saw his body.
Yeah.
Like, oh shit, that was his, and he's like, no.
Yeah.
Nonchalantly. Yeah, that was China.
Yeah, this was not from the virus. Don't worry about that. Those scars will show up later, but let's not worry about that now.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Oh, it's going to be good.
Yeah, absolutely. But now you got me interested to watch Fringe.
Yeah, Fringe is pretty good. It kind of sucked because they were away for like, I don't know, something like, almost 2 months.
Oh, yeah, when they do those.
Yeah, like the mini breaks or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, I was so waiting for it to start up again.
Right.
Horrible.
Yeah, they normally do that for 24, too, but I guess they decided not to do that this season.
It's good, though, that they didn't.
Yeah, no, because I think that hurts the ratings for shows. People forget, or people just say, forget it. I'm on to it.
I gave up on Prison Break, though. It just got too retarded.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Like, I want... Maybe I'll, like, pick it up again when it's, like, the series is done.
Tell me when you stopped. When did you stop?
Like, when they were...
half an hour
for
the first episode.
No. When they started, like, trying to break out of the other prison again, and then they found out that the plot was all, like, the same, or whatever.
Good, good. Yeah, I'm just, I just,
Like, they
that's my
purposely
pet.
put them into that one to break out of that one. I was like,
Yo,
I'm gonna
yeah,
retard
you gotta watch, you gotta keep watching that show.
Yeah, I'll
I'm
probably
telling
start
you
watching
now.
it again.
'Cause somebody else, a lot of people stopped at that point. And,
And
you
then it got
know,
better.
I was kind of debating. I was like, it looks like they are running out of ideas. But I kept watching, and oh, they made it so good. They made it really. That's all. That's why I'm done selling the Prison Break pitch. So,
Next question.
yes.
Which character best represents your personality? Not, it doesn't necessarily have to be the character that you always play, but if it is, then that's kind of cool, but
Wow, that's a
It's
good
Ryu,
question.
man. It's Ryu,
Yeah.
because we're world warriors, man. Nah,
Oh,
like,
gee.
I think it is Ryu because, like, you know, it's kind of like we talked about this in Atlanta, didn't we?
I think we did.
About how, like, oh, like, you know,
Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah.
life imitates art, which imitates life, which imitates
Yeah.
art, because like we travel. I mean, I went to Virginia in February for, you know, for this big Street Fighter tournament. Me and Mike went to Atlanta last month for this tournament. We're
Well,
going.
that was the last tournament that I think I watched on YouTube.
Right, yeah.
That you had your that you had on your website.
And then we're going to San Francisco next month, next week, for the GameStop National Finals, and we're going to EC Throwdown in May, and then Devastation in June, and
Wow, it's
Vegas.
a full schedule.
I know, Vegas in July
Yeah.
for Evo. So, I
Real life
mean, yeah, I
Ryus.
mean, Street
So,
Fighter is
how
taking us
do these
places.
tournaments go? 'Cause like I'm completely new to these kind of things. Like, I mean, I've been to like tournaments, but not participated in them or whatever. So, how exactly do you guys make money? Like, are you? I mean, besides, do they have like prize money or is it?
There's prize money. Usually, usually the entry fee will be $10 for these big regional tournaments, and I mean, honestly, it's not a lot of money. I mean, for what it for the costs. I mean, for what it takes in time and effort, it's not a lot of money. You know, like for example, at Final Round, there were 243 people, so first place got 1,700. I got just under 500, and third place got, I don't know, like a 200, like 200 and change or something. You know, it was like not that much money, but you know, we're lucky
Do you
to
guys
have.
get like sponsored or?
Well, that's the interesting part. Like I've been talking with a couple of pro gaming teams that want to like cover our air and hotel in exchange for I don't know.
Slapping their name on your t-shirt or whatever.
It's a little bit more than that, but yeah, I mean that's the basic
Fair.
idea.
Well, I mean,
Yeah,
that's what
that's
a
the
big
basic idea.
sponsor is pretty much, is they get to throw their name all over you and then they
Right.
make money off of you somehow and you make money off of them and don't have to
Right.
spend ridiculous amounts of money on hotels and airfare and
Right, exactly. But
Right.
you know, the way I'm looking at it now is that I would rather keep things independent. So, I mean, we're lucky to have a good relationship with the East Coast guys. I mean, it's pretty much like every situation is different, you know.
Right.
But what it comes down to is that we have like things when it comes to Street Fighter and traveling and tournaments, like things just have a way of working themselves out, you know. So like, you know, maybe sometimes we'll have the flight covered, or sometimes we'll have the room covered, or other times, you know, we'll figure out a way to get them both covered, you know.
Right.
Every situation is different, but I mean, I guess that's part of the fun of it, right? I mean, you know, I mean it we could be coming out of pocket for all of it or a lot of it, but I think 6 months from now, it'll be a lot different, and it'll be, I don't know, everything just falls into place with Street Fighter 4. It does. It
Yeah.
does.
Yeah, no, it definitely does.
Well, here's a follow-up question about that. because of the recession, are you guys at all worried about how this is like affecting professional gaming leagues? Like, even though you're not in, associated with one, does that bother you that like one of them is already tanked? I can't remember the name off the top of my head, but I
CGS.
think there was a company that already tanked. Are you guys worried that it's gonna affect like the other ones, like
That's a
Major League Gaming
great
and
question.
yeah, it's a great question. Me personally, I'm not worried about that at all, because I think Street Fighter 4 is bigger than the recession. Yeah, it is, dude. It really is. So I'm not the least bit concerned about it. One way or another, it's gonna work. I just think it's gonna work. So,
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
like for me personally, I love the recession because it makes everything that I do, to me, it makes everything that I do easier. Because when I go into a venue and I say, hey, I can bring, X number of hundreds of people to your place and have them all buying food and alcohol,
Yes.
for this, little game called Street Fighter 4. They're really in a position, they're not in a position to really like say
Saying,
no to
no,
that.
we
Nah,
don't want
we don't want your
you.
business.
We don't need your
Nobody's no
business.
good here.
Yeah.
Like, nobody's in a position to turn down free money. And like, specifically when it comes to the gaming organizations, like, I mean, I see it, and I guess like maybe I'm the only one that sees it this way, but it's natural selection. Like, if your business is not up to par and you have spent too much money on too many things that didn't make sense, then your business in a recession is going to fail. If your business is
Nice.
based on sound principles, like creating value for your customers, your business will always thrive no matter what the economic condition is. And that's the way I run my business. I see myself as creating and delivering value for my customers. And I mean, of course, it sounds like hard and cold to call them customers, but I mean, if it's strictly in terms of business sense, I mean, business, I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, I
Yeah.
mean, like, if like all these pro gaming leagues like just all went belly up tomorrow, it wouldn't affect Street Fighter at
No.
all.
At all. At
And
all.
honestly, it would just put dudes like me and Mike Ross in a better position.
Yes,
Because
it
we
would.
positioned ourselves properly to be the
Yeah.
benefactors of something like that happening. Because
All right.
we're like 100%, like at this point we're 100% independent, and we're not like impacted in any way by any of this like pro gaming stuff. In fact, like the more that we, I don't know, we're just not affected by it at all. Because Street Fighter has existed for, this many
For a
years.
really long time.
Yeah, for a really long time without any attention whatsoever by any kind of pro gaming organizations or leagues. And with or without it, it's going to continue to grow and expand. Recession or not.
Yeah, recession or not.
I skipped a question because we were talking about recession, so.
Okay.
Best fight you had and against whom?
Oh God.
You want to take that one? Because I know
You
what my best fight was and who I
already
was
know
against.
the answer, right? Okay, I got this. This is the best fight I had was against Ryan Gutierrez, aka Gutex. And it was against my first very, very first Street Fighter 4 tournament, at the Arcade Infinity rank team tournament, right?
Yeah,
That's what it was.
team tournament.
Okay. Yeah, so it's the very first Street Fighter 4 tournament. So, I'm coming in with the mind state like, yo, I'm about to show these dudes what's up. I'm about to let them know Mike Ross is here now. It's a new day. So, me and Kutex are the first match up, and
No,
I say,
I had already killed your two teammates.
yeah, oh, yeah, that's right, that's right, that's right, my bad. Yeah. Ryan already killed my first two teammates, so now it's just me, and I'm the last one on the team, and I gotta go through this guy Gutex. Who
Can
else did you
I
have? You had
and Edma?
Edma. Kenai and Edma. So I was like, all right, I got the heavy hitters. I gotta go against. Watch how I beat them. So the match, ready, fight. Okay, it starts. I calmly walk to the corner of the screen, but he does the same thing. And now there's 97 seconds left. And for 95 more seconds, me and Ryan both hold down back without attacking at all. And the crowd is just going wild. I've never turtled that long in a match, like ever in my life. I don't know if he has,
No,
but
I
we just
hadn't.
held back. And for some reason, the crowd was still entertained. It added a whole new element to the game of Street Fighter 4. Who can hold back longer? And eventually, I lost. I cracked. He didn't crack.
Well, you had to crack because
I had to.
I was up one round.
Yeah. So
The first round we actually played,
yeah,
but the second
and that
round we
didn't
just
work
let
out
that
too
go.
well.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't even remember what happened. I mean, I won the first round, whatever. But then the
Right.
second round, we just sat there,
Yeah.
for 90, 97 seconds or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I just walked to the back of the. I mean, there was like 2 seconds left. I'm like, okay, here comes the headbutt.
It's coming sooner or later.
Yeah. So then Mike headbutts, and I just jumped back fierce, and that was it. And the crowd went wild.
Yeah, crowd went crazy. That was great.
Yeah,
Mm-hmm.
that was the best match I ever had.
Yeah, that was crazy. That was great. We set the tone for Street Fighter 4 with
Yeah,
that one.
we did. Oh, you thought you'd seen Turtley.
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
So that was the same for you, Ryan, or
Oh
did you have
yeah,
something
no,
better than that?
that was the best match ever.
Early on in the Street Fighter career.
Yeah. I mean, who would have thought, I mean, I'm sure we both had like better wins, you know what I
Oh,
mean? But like
yeah,
that was
definitely.
probably that as soon as you asked that question, I'm like, "Oh, there's only one match that
That's epic.
I could think
It
of."
was epic. Game changing.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's see. Favorite thing to do besides gaming?
Well, for me, we're getting laughed at already.
It's my brother. He finally got connected.
Oh, okay. I was gonna
Either
say.
that or he's laughing at the guy that he's playing online. Oh,
Don't.
okay.
Like for me, if it's not, playing Street Fighter 4, then, I still do mess around with guitar. I'm terrible at it, but I mess around with it. Watching movies, definitely one of those things up there.
Yeah, what was the
Pretty.
last good movie you watched?
What's up?
What was the last good movie you watched, though?
Oh, the last good movie? I was gonna say, please don't ask me what the last movie I watched
Oh,
was.
no, okay, now you.
Yeah,
Now.
what was your last movie that you watched? Watch it be something
No.
like really girly or something.
No, well, no, it's not that. It's just because there was an epic conversation. I was actually playing Street Fighter 4 at this video store, and there was about, a bunch of dudes there telling me not to rent this movie called The Spirit. But I didn't listen to them.
Oh, the spirit? Oh my
I'm
God.
sorry.
Can I get
So,
that? Can I get that hour and a half of my life back, please?
yo, so I was like, no, I kept giving them the speech about me. I just watch movies with an open mind. I don't
That
hold
sounds
any
like
criticism.
me. Everybody was telling me, don't go see Fast and the Furious. It sucks.
Oh, I yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't go see that one.
I was it wasn't that bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it wasn't that bad. Okay, I also watched Twilight, so
All right,
I watched like it doesn't matter what it is, I'll watch it.
I respect that. I respect that. But there's
But then
some
I get
movies.
shit for it anyway, so it doesn't
Yeah,
matter.
when I see previews, though, I just know, like, oh no, that just cannot be good.
No, that new movie with Travolta and Denzel Washington looks fucking cool.
I haven't even seen previews for that yet.
It's called like something Pelham 123 or something like that. It's like a remake,
Sounds
apparently.
like somebody's screen name on shoryuken.com. Yeah, but no, I was watching The Spirit and I cut it off after 20 minutes. That was beyond
Really? It was that
horrendous.
bad?
Yeah,
I haven't
it was
watched it yet.
it was
Jeez. I went to see it opening night.
Ugh.
It almost
See,
ruined
that makes it even worse. That's like salt.
Christmas, no joke.
Yeah. Oh gosh, that movie was lousy. I was so mad. If I had listened to those
You
guys, I
should have
would have
downloaded
saved.
it, then you wouldn't have
Yeah,
been so mad.
that's true. But then I would have been mad because I wasted all that bandwidth.
Yeah. You could
You
have been
know, I
playing.
don't like. Yeah. What's up?
Yeah, you could have been playing instead of wasting the bandwidth.
Exactly. I could have got. Yeah.
Oh.
But the last good movie I saw was Milk.
Oh.
I haven't watched that yet.
Yeah, it
Have it,
was.
but I haven't watched it yet.
I mean, it was.
Last good movie I watched
Yeah.
was Slumdog Millionaire. That was good.
Outstanding too.
Did you guys
Outstanding
not
too.
see The Watchmen? Nope.
No, we did not see The
Ah.
I didn't know. Now, here's my defense. I haven't watched it yet because I'm trying to finish reading the book
Fair enough.
and I want to compare it.
Okay.
Just like how I ended up watching Twilight and then finishing the book and I felt stupid because the book was way better,
Yeah.
as usual. But yeah, I haven't finished watching haven't finished reading the comic yet, so I don't want to
Well,
spoil
fair
it for
enough.
myself.
Yeah. No, that's cool. That's cool.
My excuse for not watching it is because I'm lame and have no friends that haven't watched it yet.
Dude,
So
I
I had
told you I would see it again for a third
to
time, dude. For a third
Wow.
time, I will see this movie just for you, Mike.
You're kidding. Not
Dude.
for a third
Well,
time.
honestly,
Oh
my.
that sounds like the people who watch like Dark Knight like 4 or 5 times.
I saw The Dark Knight like 3 times on IMAX and then once on a little
Like, all right,
shitty
here's the thing about that movie. I liked it, but I didn't like all the hype that was around it.
Ah, who
Like,
cares?
okay, it was a good movie, but like people who were saying, "Oh, I've seen it like 12 times." Like, first of all, movies in I don't know how expensive they are in LA, but in New York, they're like fucking $12 a pop.
Yeah, no, I paid
And then
15
IMAX
bucks
is
on
like almost
IMAX.
16.
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah,
So
that
to
shit
see
is
it like
expensive.
4 or 5 times, that's a lot.
Yeah.
I'd rather just watch it once. And it was good though.
I saw it twice. It was good.
It was good. I'm
It
interested
was
to
good.
see next movie.
However, I still thought the first one was better.
Yeah.
Oh
I'm
my
sorry, Ryan. Ryan, I'm
I did
sorry.
like
Yeah.
the first one better. There's too
What?
much
I'm
cheese in
sorry,
there.
Ryan.
We disconnected again? No. My brother's playing online and they keep disconnecting on him.
Nice.
Because he's whooping their ass and then they just disconnect right at the end.
Yes.
And he doesn't get the point. He's getting pissed off.
I disconnect on Ryan in real life.
I
You know, that's
get
actually
pissed.
true, right? At the last dungeon tournament, we were playing, and then all of a sudden, my guy stopped moving. And before you know it, I'm shaking your hand on
That's true.
the machine.
That's true.
It
That's
is
true.
true.
Real life
That's
rage
a good
quit.
game.
Real life pull. Yeah. Yeah,
So,
but.
besides that, Ryan, what else do you do? Just movies and hanging out, or your Street Fighter like 24/7?
You know what? Like, it sounds kind of sad, but really,
Oh no.
it's been Street Fighter 24/7 since about like the middle of January. Like,
See.
I used to watch a lot of movies. I used to watch a lot of TV shows. I used to go out a lot with my friends.
I'm gonna kind of cut Ryan off right there to kind of defend him a little bit. Don't you do stuff on Tuesdays and Thursdays though,
Oh,
Ryan?
that's true. Yeah. Hey, no, I wake up at 5:30 in the morning to go to fitness boot camp. So I work out at 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah, good for you.
To
Can't get up that
Yeah,
early.
I had to save you. I didn't want it to sound
Yeah, there we
that
go. Yeah, I work out Tuesday. I work out and I run.
Yeah.
I work out and I run. And occasionally
I'd love
watch
to do that,
movies.
but I'm sleeping.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, so
This one's from one of the other editors, since you play a lot of video games, does that conflict with your social life? And then there was like extra to the question, like there was parentheses. It was like, i.e., do you have a girlfriend? You know, like, do you go out on dates, stuff
Cactus
like that.
Man. Sorry.
You want to take this one first?
No, I don't want to take this one.
All right, okay. Well, all right.
Now, if you both say no, you have no social life besides the Street Fighter tournament, that's
no,
like
no.
Understandable.
It's not like that at all.
My
See,
friend and me, we have like video games in common, so it's not that bad. Although he plays a lot of Counter-Strike, and I can't stand that game. But it's I know it's hard because there's not that many people or girls that like video games at all. Like, you're lucky if you can find someone that does. So.
Nah, see, like, for me, the beauty of Street. Okay, I guess there's two levels to it. There's, I guess, like, the strictly social aspect of it. What's happened, it's not really that, oh, I've spent all my time playing Street Fighter so I don't get to hang out with my friends. It's like, well, now what I do with my friends is I play Street Fighter.
You know? Yeah.
Like Friday nights, we'll go to the arcade. And, you know, we'll play a couple of games, and then we'll go down to this restaurant called Banana Bay, and they have happy hour from 9:30 to close every night. So, you know, we'll play, like, one game at AI, and then we'll go to Banana Bay, and we'll just, like, get drunk, and then we'll come back and play later. You know, or, you know, we'll be at the arcade, or we'll be hanging out, you know, at each other's houses, or I don't know, like, there's... That's the beauty of Street Fighter, and I think that's what separates it from a lot of other games, is that the social aspect of it is very strong because you have a really strong culture and you have a really strong community. So it's always fun to play Street Fighter because you're not just playing Street Fighter, you're also hanging out with your homies. In terms of non-Street Fighter friends, like, I make time for, like, the same people that I used to make time with, you know, before. Like, maybe now I won't go out with them on, like, a Saturday night, but I always hang out with them, like, during the week at night. We'll grab lunch, we'll grab dinner. Like, I always make time for my friends, you know? In terms of girls, I had a girlfriend. Well, it was before all of this Street Fighter 4 stuff started taking off.
Yeah, I was about to ask that.
It was before.
Is that like, not to get, like, too far into it, but was that, like, one of the reasons why you're no longer with that person? Is because the Street Fighter became, like, more like your new girlfriend versus your actual girlfriend? Like,
no.
Did it ever become something that was, like, you were obsessing over it so much that you didn't have time for anything?
No, it wasn't like that. It was kind of like the opposite. Like we broke up because, you know, things weren't working out. And then because I didn't want to deal with having to think about any of the stuff that you think about when you experience a breakup, I played Street Fighter 4, like, all day. And that's all I did to, like, not have to think about the relationship. So it was kind of like the reverse effect. And now, like, if, like, most, like, the most recent girl that I've explained, like, that I've, I guess, you know, met and explained, like, what I do, like, I explain it in a way where after I'm done explaining it, they really like what I do because to them it doesn't sound... Because it's, to me, like, I don't think of this as video games, because I don't play video games. Like, all I do is play Street Fighter, which just kind of happens to be a video game, you know? Like, but it's not, but that's the thing, like, it's not, I mean, it's a video game, but it's not, you know? That's like saying,
right,
like, oh, like, basketball, like, that's like telling Tiger Woods that golf is just hitting this little white ball in the hole with the stick. You know, like, I guess ultimately, yeah, it is, but, like, it's way more than that, you know?
Yeah.
So it's really just a question of, like, what you're doing with the game and how you're presenting it. Because, like, the way that I present it is a way that like nobody else, I don't, that very few people present it, because I explain it like, well, what I'm doing is important because of these reasons, it's never been done before, blah blah blah, like I'm changing the game in this way and this way and this way and this way. And like basically what it comes down to is like after I'm done, like it doesn't take like anybody can see like, oh, like this dude's got a lot of passion for what he does, and he's not like, I don't know, like one of these guys that just kind of sits in his room all day and like plays video games, you know, like because
Right.
I'm not that guy. Like most girls do not find that appealing, and that's the stereotype that pro gaming has, but that's not what I'm
Yeah, that
doing.
you live in your mom's basement and play video games all day.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I do live at home. Guilty as charged. I do live at home, but
Yeah, but it's
it's
cheaper,
more than
and
that.
at least the way like I've seen it, I can see why you would live at home because you're coming out of pocket for a lot of stuff that you go, like some tournaments or whatever. So it kind of makes sense. But
This is
yeah.
just temporary, man.
Nice.
I think I'll be out by the end of the year.
But
then you'll still be over there all the time getting food, so like
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, like I live in the same building as my parent as my mom, and I am down there every day eating.
Hey, that sounds all right to me.
Yeah,
I have
that's
my own apartment, but like I'm still downstairs scrummaging for food down there.
Nice. Yeah.
What do you tell the ladies, Mike?
Well, yeah. Oh, where do I start? Okay. I mean, as far as, you know, the social aspect, I still try to mix it up. You know, I still have my friends that are like from outside of Street Fighter that I kind of, you know, I definitely hang out with, but I'm not gonna lie, I'm poisoning them to the best of my ability to bring them into Street Fighter.
That's what I was gonna ask. Do you try to coerce them? No, just try it once and then like
And I mean, it's gotten to the point where I've gotten my friends who are not in Street Fighter, you know, they've bought the game. Now they're searching desperately for joysticks and stuff like that.
Yeah, they are in high demand now.
You know, a few of them have bought some. So, you know, they're really devoted to playing this game now. So now my social life is pretty much around Street Fighter, you know, basically. But yeah, I guess that was the end of the question, right? There was no second part, right? Okay, now anyways. No, I mean before Street Fighter, I was all right. You know, I had a couple friends, female friends in fact. And you know, we would just hang out and have fun like, you know, little boys and little girls do. then Street Fighter came along. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened. I don't know where they went. Did Street Fighter? I don't know.
Here's a
I
question for both of you guys. At tournaments, is it normally just men playing, or is it, do you see like,
It's always dudes.
yeah, so it's a
Always
giant
dudes.
sausage fest.
Always dudes. Yeah.
But
I mean,
see.
I can. Yeah. Real quick, I'll just say I can honestly say though, that Ryan's event, bar fights at the most recent one was the most amount of girls I've ever seen at a gaming event. So that's on the
Yeah,
we're heading on the yeah heading on
what's
the
Phil wants to know what the ratio of girls to guys is? 'Cause he can hear you guys, but for some reason it's not, his mic's not working, so.
I'm gonna say that at bar fights it was 1 in 10.
Wow. Okay.
And at a regular tournament it's probably like 64-1.
With
Like
that
seriously,
one
right?
being Ed's girlfriend.
Yeah, exactly, right? So yeah, I'm not exaggerating, you know.
Yeah, or Stacy, who works there.
Ouch.
Exactly. So it's around that number.
Wow, that's interesting. Well, I mean, here, we have some like my friends, they put together something for like Rock Band. So I have, like a Rock Band night every week. And I think the ratio of girls to guys is pretty equal.
Oh, that must be fantastic.
And it's at a bar too, so it's like
It's like,
bar
yeah, city
setting. Yeah,
center.
it's pretty sweet.
As soon as you said it's pretty equal, like I started to get the puppy eyes and I started to get all sad. But yeah, Rock Band, yeah, I know that a lot of girls play that game too. It's, it's something they can get into more easily than Street
A lot of
Fighter.
the girls that are actually at the Rock Band thing are damn good. Damn good, better than some of the guys.
Right.
So it's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
No, I'm horrible at Street Fighter. I will admit that. The only person I play is Chun Li, and I don't know any of her moves. I just jump around the screen and hop around and kick as much as I can, and eventually I win, but not by much. I can't do any of this, but I've tried.
We can help fix that.
It's bad. I don't even want to. Like, I like to watch it. It is entertaining as hell to
Yeah.
watch, but yeah, I can't play for crap.
Entertaining is what we aim for.
Yep.
When did you guys start entering tournaments? Like, your first tournament? Like, what year and.
Well, Ryan.
My very first tournament was probably in 1997, 98, probably somewhere around there. It was Street Fighter 3 New Generations tournament, and I got fourth. But I didn't start playing competitively until 2003.
All right, Mike.
My first tournament, it was actually at a Blockbuster video. They had a tournament.
Oh yeah, mine was at a game store. Yeah.
Nice. It was like a almost like a rand bet, if you will, where they added up points for three different games, and the games were NBA Jam,
Oh.
Sonic and Knuckles, I think, or something, or so, yeah, and I forgot what the heck the third game was. But I ended up getting second in the tournament overall. I mean, obviously at NBA Jam, that was, I just said, oh, that's free.
Right. We're all dude, NBA Jam. Ah.
So yeah,
Hey,
overall.
dude, that could have been our. Had they just made NBA Jam 2 or 3 or something, man, we could have been NBA Jam players, man.
Yeah, that's what it would be. Yeah, NBA Jam 2. They could still release it. They still got time.
The
It's not
revival.
going anywhere, right?
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so Lou, Ryan got fourth at his. I got second at mine. We've just been top players for so many years.
So why tournaments? Like, why not anything else? Like, just, like, why not just sit in an arcade all day and be like that guy who's like really, really good and just hangs out in
Because that's
arcades and doesn't do like
meaningless.
tournaments?
Because it's meaningless, and whoever,
Yeah.
like, guys who do that, they suck, like, at life.
Yeah, like, well, we have Chinatown Fair here, and there are like regulars in there that are just like always in there, just fucking killing people. Because there's like a totally different aspect between like playing on a console and playing on the arcade.
Yeah,
It's a
and
different adjustment.
not just that, there's also a totally different aspect when you're playing casually at an arcade and in a tournament.
Right, there's like that tension.
And a lot of people crack once the tournament comes down. Their body starts shaking, and
Sweaty palms and.
they get all of that, and they don't know what to do, and then it just eats them up. So I guess that's a lot of good reason why some people don't enter tournaments.
Yeah, I mean, it is like a lot of pressure, but it's like it's totally meaningless to have. I mean, it's just totally meaningless to me. I mean, because that was. I mean, I used to read about Street Fighter tournaments when I was a kid, like in GamePro, So I would read about, Alex Valle and Mike Watson, and I would be like, wow, like that's the coolest thing ever, right? It's not that, it's not that these dudes were getting written about because they would just sit at their home arcades and destroy everybody, They were legends because they would go from tournament to tournament and they would take everybody's money. And I was like, wow, I want to be that guy.
All right. Best snack while you're either at the tournament or, while you're training. drink and food.
So. I know a lot of people want to hear this answer, but obviously the snack that you don't want to eat that a lot of people do end up eating at a tournament is sour Skittles. Because that's the face everybody makes after they lose a match. Nobody, you don't want to get caught eating sour Skittles at a tournament. But eventually everyone does. Just pay attention next time somebody loses. Look at their face. Oh no, they're eating them sour Skittles. But other than that, I don't know. It's not like you know, playing a PC game where you can just constantly have a snack right next to your mouse and keyboard and stuff, I think. You know, yeah, seriously, you know. Because if you had asked me that, I would have said, oh, there's nothing that beats Coke in a bag of M&Ms or Coke and Reese's. But for Street Fighter, we pretty much go the whole tournament starving and then we go eat afterwards.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. I bring, like, if I'm going to an AI tournament, I bring a pear and an apple or a...
An
apple and a banana. Or I forgot. I try to bring two pieces of fruit, like one to eat totally on the way, different. And then one while I'm there, because I don't want to use any of I don't want to eat. I don't want to, you know, let's say go and buy some fast food and then eat it and then have that like sitting in my stomach digesting, when that energy could be used for my brain when I'm playing. So I mean, I think of it. Well, like I think of it, you know. Like, what would your basketball coach tell you? You know what I mean? Like, should you eat this piece of fruit or should you have this double-double, you know?
Right. That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, you're the first person I've ever seen do that, and that killed me when I first saw it.
So you guys don't even drink either, right? Because then what happens if you have to, like, run to the bathroom real quick?
Oh, no. I drink plenty of water. I try to drink plenty of water.
See, me, I'd be scared. Like, drink something, and then boom. Like, they call my name, and I gotta go to the bathroom.
I know when I'm coming up, so I'll go take a leak first.
Yeah, but I know, like, I used to have a superstition that when I would drink soda at a tournament, it would always impact my game in a bad way. So I would never drink soda anymore. But now, you know, I realized that this was back in the day, and I was like, wait a minute, maybe I was just never that good in that game. So now I'll drink all the soda all day. It doesn't matter if I lose, it's because I'm bad.
I got two more, and then actually three more, and then we're done. Current streak.
You talking about like the longest streak we've had?
Or your win lose. Or just
in tournaments.
Or just in general. I mean, you could do tournaments because I could imagine how many games you guys play a year.
Like tournaments. I don't know. I guess I haven't really had like a good streak in a tournament because I've never really like. Yeah.
Or do you guys practice on your console? Or do you not have console?
No, we do, but like, I don't know. It's not really.
It's not as often. It's not often.
Yeah. Like the most the biggest streak that I've had in the arcade is probably like. I don't know, 50, like 40 or 50 something. I don't know. It was a long time ago.
I guess for me, my longest streak was shared with somebody. We shared games, and then we got like 63 or something like that. But I guess longest streak is weird. Tournaments, both me and Ryan are doing good in tournaments. You know, we're consistently placing high. So I guess we're both on like hot streaks right now.
Just writing something down. Okay. No. I kind of asked it before. It's but for practice, do you guys prefer going to the arcade or playing on your console? And then, if you do play on your console, which console do you use?
Oh, well, me personally, I still go to the arcades, you know? It's just something about the arcade that I feel like I can learn more rather than sitting at home
playing on the console. I play on 360.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. It's weird. You're going to get the better experience on console because it's free and, you know, you can just keep playing with a certain, you know, one person or however many people are there. But I still go to the arcade all the time. And I play more in the arcade than I do on console.
Yeah, me too. I mean, it's, we're spoiled here in SoCal, and I mean, you know, yeah. For most people, like, they don't even have that option. But I mean, I'm really lucky because AI is 17 minutes from my house with no traffic. So, I mean, I would much rather play in the arcade. Unless, you know, we're, like, training for something specific, like, oh, EVO's coming up, or, oh, we're going to this big tournament, you know, soon, like, we have to practice. Then,
yeah.
You know, it's time to have, like, a, you know, extended training session with, like, you know, three or four guys, maybe. We'll usually do that, you know, the week before a big tournament or something. Other than that, like, I just prefer to play in the arcade because it's way more fun.
Yeah. How many hours a week do you guys put in practicing?
Like from August until December, I was probably playing 5-6 days a week, 5-6 hours a night. Since then, I've dropped off a lot. Now maybe like 2 or 3. I don't know. It's really like not that much, but I mean, I've been for the past, you know, 6 weeks, I've been like so caught up with my Bar Fights event that like I couldn't like even think of anything else.
For me, I think I started around October or something, and from October all the way up till the California Regionals tournament in mid-January. Yeah, I was playing that game like all day, every day. Just hardcore. 5 to 6 days a week for hours at a time. And then after that tournament, then it just sort of just died down for me. I got burnt out. And now still, you know, I don't really play as much as I probably should be playing. You know, but I still play a few times a week for good sessions.
All right. And what stick do you guys use, or what is the stick that you use? Is it like custom or?
Oh God, I wish.
Or is it like some secret?
Yeah, no, I use the tournament edition stick.
That you won in Atlanta at GameStop round that 3.
That I won in Atlanta that I didn't have to pay a dime for. Because as Ryan said
Mad Cats.
Because as Ryan said earlier in this podcast, Street Fighter will provide. So they gave me this stick.
Do you not like the Hori sticks, or like which is your preference? Obviously, you're gonna like the one that you got for free, but.
Oh, well, I
would like anything that I got for free, so.
Yeah, I had the Hori stick, but it broke on me, and I'm trying to get it fixed, so, I mean, it was fine. I didn't, you know.
Man, if you lived in New York, you'd get it fixed the same day.
What?
There's like 3 or 4, like, import stores, and they do everything. That's where I got my Hori stick from.
Do button swaps too and all that?
Not my Hori stick, my boyfriend's Hori stick.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Do they do button swaps?
I think they do. I'm pretty sure. I know they fix a lot of things, and they do a lot of the custom stuff too.
Awesome.
And it's pretty fast. Awesome. See, not everything's great in LA.
I never thought that. Hey, I never thought that. The only thing that's great in LA is the Street Fighter 4 competition.
So do you guys have like a big rivalry with East Coast? Do you guys like really hate us or?
No. Grr, I hate East Coast. Nah.
You have snow.
No, like we have a very good relationship with the East Coast guys. You know, like you know, like the ones that, you know, that you'll see in I Got Next. I mean, you know, Justin and Marn and Joe, like, you know, we know those guys, you know, they're cool guys, and we like hanging out with them, we like playing with them, you know. I mean, of course, you know, there's always like, oh, East Coast is better, West Coast is better.
Yeah.
But like me personally, like I don't care about any of that stuff at all. Because like all I care about is my game, you know, like how do I do personally against the East Coast, you know?
The like, most important one.
Right? Yeah, yeah. Talking about me here. How do I do?
Yeah.
I mean, because that's the thing. Like, Street Fighter is not a team sport, you know?
Nope.
Street Fighter is one on one. So all I care about is how I do.
Yep.
I mean, that's not all I care about. But I mean, I'm not going to be like, oh, East Coast sucks. Those guys are terrible. No, like, I love those guys. Those guys are awesome.
Oh, I don't know. I was trying to figure that out also. Yeah. Like, this weird humming noise.
Yeah, I heard that.
Which stick? What stick do you use, Ryan?
Oh, for Xbox, I have the Hori, and it's a piece of junk.
For PS3, is it a piece of junk? Cause you like, I don't know. Cause I'm a fan of Hori products, so I'm surprised that like you guys don't use it.
I think the stick is not that good, or I think the buttons are not that good.
Or you destroyed it.
No, I mean, you know, it was even from the beginning. I was like, well, I mean, I guess it's better than nothing.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah. I mean, yeah. For PS3, I have a Mad Catz Standard Edition. That thing is a piece of junk. And what's the other one? Oh, I have a Tekken. I have a Tekken 5 stick with a PS2 to PS3 adapter, and I mean that thing kind of sucks too now. I mean, there's just something wrong about. I just seems so wrong to play Street Fighter 4 on a Tekken 5 stick, you know?
Oh yeah, that's like unholy.
Yeah, it is. You know, I feel dirty. Just do it.
Just mod it. Change the face on it.
I can't mod anything. See, that's the thing. Like, I just like I want the tournament edition stick, or I want a custom stick that somebody built for me. You know, I can't do anything.
Myself. One of our editors has a Hori stick that he modded, and he's gonna change the buttons on it too. He has the like 6-button one or whatever, and he changed the points on it, so it's 8 points instead of 4 points.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's gonna change the buttons too, and the face. He's very ambitious. Because I'm scared to open it.
I mean, all that stuff is like super fantastic for the people that like to that have the time and like to like tinker with stuff like that. But like, I don't got the time and I don't got the skills.
Maybe that should be your next sponsor thing. Like, next time they call you for a tournament, be like, "I want a custom stick and I will go."
Well, see, like,
and then you can get a magic custom stick.
I mean, I have been in talks with some custom stick manufacturers.
Or you can get one of those shoebox sticks. Those look really durable. The Tupperware ones.
Yeah, that'll work too.
Those look like they'll last really long.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'll be able to work something out soon. But it's pretty much just like, well, like, you know, arcade is... I mean, I play more on arcade, I guess. Like, I don't really... Like, every time I'm playing on console, like, it almost never matters. You know what I mean? Like, the only time that matters is when I'm going to a tournament. And every time I travel somewhere to a tournament, like, I just borrow somebody else's stick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to ask if they, like, do they, like, provide a tournament stick or whatever?
Oh, no.
At most tournaments.
No. You got to bring your own sticks. But me and Mike are lucky enough to usually just have to ask somebody and... We'll have a stick to play on.
Yep.
Think we are almost done. I don't know. Do you guys have any questions for us? Probably not, right?
when are you guys going to talk to Ian?
As soon as I finish the questions for him. I'm not done yet. Do you guys want to sneak in any questions? I don't have that many.
Oh, for Ian?
Probably soon, though. Yeah. I kind of just... wanted to know why he's doing two different, like, why is he doing two different releases?
That's a good question.
And why so niche? Like, why just Street Fighter? Why not just, like...
That's a good one, too. You know, you know what you can ask him? Is you can, like, you know that he's not a, He's not a filmmaker.
Yeah, he's like more like an artist, right?
Yeah, he's an artist. Dude is an artist, man. So I would ask him something about that. Wait, oh, hold on one second.
Yeah.
My mom's calling. Hold on.
Yeah, it's hard to do research on people that aren't really.
Right.
I'm not saying he's not well known or anything, but he's not out there yet. So it's like.
Yeah, it's expensive.
Trying to dig
not
up stuff on him is hard.
You can ask him, how has it been? Like, you know, what has your experience like been filming this so far? Because, you know, he's been flying around from, you know, to Atlanta to Cali to get all this footage. So how has he been enjoying it, if you haven't asked that already?
He said that he is quite good, but not as good as you guys at playing fighting
games. Oh, yeah. No, I'm not talking about the game itself. But, yeah, just how he's liked, you know, this whole reception. Experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he good? Or, I mean, is he decent?
Nah, I've never seen him play.
I mean, he could probably own, like, any random scrub out there. But, like, you know, he doesn't play competitively, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
But he knows his stuff. He knows his stuff, definitely.
Yeah.
Like, you could see, you could talk, like, Street Fighter 4 with him. Like,
yeah, that's what he was telling me. He said that he can hang with the fighters.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, like Ian's the real deal. Like he's like Ian's the best. I mean, like it takes I mean, dude is an artist, you know? And to just kind of like take on this ginormous film project. I mean, that's like, and then fly around the country. I mean, that's crazy, you know?
Yeah, it is.
Now, have you guys ever played like overseas or no?
Yeah, I went to I qualified to enter this tournament called SBO Super Battle Opera last year in Japan for Street Fighter 3 Third Strike. So
it was compared to the US fighters versus over there, who would you say would be better? Because I hear they're insane over there. They're
in
like
Third Strike, they're years ahead. In Street Fighter 4, they're not that far ahead. And I don't really think that they're going to be able to come over here and like mop us up at EVO.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think that it's going to be really close. I think it's going to be a lot of really good fights.
Is it because they got the game first, like Street Fighter 3, or...
Well, the thing is with...
Because wasn't the release there earlier than here? Usually everything is released there before.
Like with Third Strike specifically, it wasn't that they had the game first. It was that over here, nobody in America cared about Third Strike until the Japanese came over here and showed us how it was supposed to be played. That was pretty much With Street Fighter 4, it's a little bit different because they do have like a slight, I don't know, couple months head start. But what makes the Japanese different is that you have a higher concentration of top-notch players in a smaller area. So I mean, maybe they have the same amount of players in, you know, their little country which is the size of California that we have spread out through, you know, all of America.
Yeah. So they all get to play like together.
Right. They play together.
And get better.
They get better together. They evolve quicker, faster, stronger. Right. Than but you know us here, you know, in SoCal, I mean, you know, we have a lot of really strong players here, and I mean, I think that the work that we've done in SoCal, that where we got the jump on everybody else, I mean, we pretty much kind of like, I feel like we did a lot of the groundwork for the people who are coming in now, who are playing in other parts of the country. And so I mean, and plus, you know, in an age of YouTube and the internet, I mean, you know, it's very easy for new tactics to spread around and word to get out and stuff. It's not like it was, you know, when Third Strike came out where, you know, the internet was around, but there was no YouTube. It was impossible to get videos. You know, now it's almost a level playing field. This is the best chance that we'll probably ever have at beating them.
Mm. Yeah.
All right. I think we are done. We're probably not going to post anything till we have all the interviews completely done and, you know, polished up.
Yeah.
But okay. I hope you enjoyed the questions. Cause
yeah, no, they were good questions. Thank you.
This is good. This is good.
It sounded like we caught you off guard a lot, which is good.
No. Yeah. You know, it's like a lot of those questions were like really good, where we just like we would laugh because it was like, oh, we got the perfect answer.
Yeah, it's stuff we talk about all the time. Yeah.
We talk about this stuff. Like, me and Mike talk about this stuff. Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
So. Well, that's good. Yeah, pretty much all these questions that I gave you guys are going to be the same for everyone else. So it wasn't. We try to get all the questions so that were pretty generic for all four of you guys.
Right.
Mm. Except for Ian, because we're trying to do something. Because he's a little different, because he's not really an actual fighter in the movie. But I guess that's it. So I guess just whenever you can, send me the file or however you do it.
I'm going to convert it to MP3 right now, and then I'll send it over to you.
Yeah, because I don't know how to do any of that.
That's okay. Don't worry. I got you.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to figure it out for the other two guys, though. I don't know. If you guys have any other questions or anything that you want to ask us or want us to put in the article, we'll definitely put it in. That's perfectly fine.
You can put a link to gutex.com. That would be awesome.
Yes, okay. I will. That's easy. Mike, you have a MySpace, right?
Yeah. I don't know if you wanted to put that up there.
Whatever you want to use to promote yourself, that's fine with us.
You can do that. I guess it's just MySpace/DynaMikeRoss, DYNA, and then just my name, Mike Ross. Yeah, you could throw that in there.
All right, so DYAN, Mike Ross.
DYNA.
Yeah.
Mike Ross. DynaMikeRoss.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see what you did there.
That's what I was waiting to hear. I was waiting to hear that. I know. I see what you did there. Clever.
Yeah, that's cool. I'll put both of those in. A surprise. Most people are always like Facebook nowadays versus MySpace.
Okay. Yeah, thanks.
Then you get like all these random friend requests.
Yeah.
I think that we are good.
All right.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, very well. Very well done.
Yeah. Thanks, Alexis. Really appreciate it.
No problem. I look forward to the movie. Definitely. I really am excited to see it.
So are we. We're ridiculously excited. Oh.
I want to see the one in the second one. Because apparently, he's doing two. So. Yeah. I want to see. I actually want to see the longer one first, but. I'll have to wait.
I know. It's going to be wild. I can't wait.
Wait, so you guys haven't seen like a final cut?
No. It's not even there yet.
Are you worried about like how he's going to portray you guys?
No.
No.
Are you? What?
Nah, not at all. I mean, it'd kind of be awesome if I did get betrayed. Then I can go around telling people, yo, this is the first film I was in where the editor betrayed me. Turned me out to be a jerk. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I guess that would be pretty, I mean, that would be pretty epic.
Yeah, it would be.
I don't really see that happening.
No, I'm not wishing that on you, either one of you at all. But, I'm just wondering, what if he betrays you as, like, something?
Nah.
Totally.
Nah.
Ian's not that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how he is, so I can't.
Oh, yeah.
Can't say like he's gonna make you guys look like you're smug, arrogant jerks or something.
That's fine.
I'm not worried. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
All right.
I
guess that is it. I will review. I guess whenever I get my thing, we're all gonna listen to it again. What? So. Okay.
Cool. I will send that right
mess
over.
Around with it. All right. It was a pleasure talking to you guys.
All right, thanks,
it was a
Alexis.
Pleasure for us, too. Thanks.
Later.
Bye.